Do you remember the other day we were talking about secondhand drinking damage? That is, the damage caused to people around those that drink too much. And not necessarily people who are violent or actual alcoholics, but those that just get nasty and belligerent when they've had too much to drink. Well, one expert thinks that we need to start to boost alcohol and drug support for services and family members. And, well, it's not something that I've ever thought about. Angie Paskevicius is an alcohol and drug counselling expert and the CEO of Holyoke and joins us now. Angie, thanks for your time.
Hi, Stephen. Nice to talk to you.
When we think about alcoholism and drug addiction and the like, we're always talking about what do we need to do for the individual. But I guess the family members and that support network gets forgotten sometimes.
Look, it does. And while it's important to provide services to support the person that's misusing substances, it's equally as important to support the family around them who are often really struggling and just don't know what to do.
What sort of support do they need? I mean, I guess it's pretty obvious from the actual person that is abusing the substances, what they, you know, whether it be rehabilitation or detox or whatever. But what do we need to do for those, the family members and those people close to them?
Yeah, well, often it can be, it can actually be quite simple sometimes, depending on the circumstance. But often families, different family members, whether it's a parent of a young person or a parent of an adult who's misusing substances, or it's a partner, they need to know some strategies, some techniques, some tips, some tools to how to deal with certain situations and really understand, you know, what role they can play to support the person. And there's lots of different emotions that, you know, those people who are trying to support them are having.
We're talking about silent victims here because ultimately, whilst addiction is real, it's ultimately the person's choice themselves to actually get help. It's not the family member's choice to be a part of the problem. Where can they reach out to get that support?
Well, there are quite a lot of services available, but often people don't know that they exist or where they are. And those services could be individual counselling, or they could be group programs, programs for parents or for partners or for siblings or for children. For example, at Holyoke, which is in Perth, Western Australia, we run a number of programs. For parents in particular, we would have, say, for example, on a Wednesday night, regularly we would have 25 to 30 parents coming for our 12-week programs. There are also programs for children, which might be for those that where there's been a parent in the family that's been misusing substances. There might have been poor attachment when they were growing up. The relationship with the parent and the child might have been damaged in some way. And so there's lots of counselling and support that can be provided to assist with those sorts of situations.
And do the programs, Angie, tend to mirror the programs that are available for the people that are actually misusing the substances themselves? Are there a lot of parallels?
There can be, but obviously the focus is different because you're dealing with a family system and people within that system. And we know that even if the person that's misusing substances isn't ready or able or willing to come for treatment, and we just see, say, the parent, for example, or the partner, we know that if they change the way they're interacting with that person, that can also have a positive impact on the other person as well, even though they're not even attending.
What's the first step for somebody that is either in a relationship with somebody that's abusing substances or close to them that needs to get support? Where would you point them in the first instance?
Well, again, it depends on which state they're in. For example, Catholic Care in Sydney runs a family recovery program, which is actually our Holyoke program that they operate under licence over there. And it's a particular type of philosophy and approach where we work with the person to help them take responsibility for their own actions, whether that's, you know, the parent or whether it's the person misusing substances or anyone else in the family. We don't judge the place that the person's at And it's a structured 12-week program, which has been very, very successful over the 40-plus years that we've been running it. So there are programs available. There are obviously other organisations run similar types of programs. I think the important thing is to know that there is help available. You shouldn't try to, cope on your own, reaching out, even if it's, to another family member, but seeking some sort of therapeutic help can make a huge difference.
Yeah, very good advice. Angie, really appreciate your time this evening. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Stephen.
That's Angie Paskevicius, an alcohol and drug counselling expert from Holyoake. If you've been in a situation like this, what have you done? 13 20 17, give us a call.